could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this program, brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. It belongs to us right now. Welcome, family. This afternoon, I'm going to cover very quickly, after we dedicate the broadcast, the main headlines. Some interesting things happened today. I've been telling y'all about. Now more cases have come up. I've laid out about the attack on American servicemen. American vets are once again being targeted by the country, by their own government, which is controlled by the Vatican, and the Vatican's controlled by the Illuminati in Europe. Let's call the whole line of players. I don't believe in stopping in one place and collecting dust. I believe in going to the right, to the atom, if we can find it, of the cause of everything that goes on. You try to find the atom if you can, and not just stop because you're Republican, not just stop because you're a Democrat, or not just stop because you're an American, or not just stop because you're Freemason. Or so when you get to that place where your organization, movement, country, family, whatever, is identified as part of it, you stop there. No. I say keep going till you find the actual cause. Name all the players. Find out what's really going on instead of just stopping where it interests you. Looking for the truth is the primary purpose of us doing the search, right? It's looking within ourselves. Who are you? How much of truth do you want to know? How much truth can you bear? If you live a lie, and you're living a lie, you're already dead. And if you're afraid to live, if you're afraid to die, then you're afraid to live. If you're always in fear of dying, then how do you live your life? If you're afraid of death. They know that secret. The globalist, Operation Mockingbird, controlled opposition, false flags, etc. The media, to put you always in fear. A moth will fly to a flame and burn. Stay away from the flame. Look at the flame, but don't go into it. But the main, really, is going to come down to this. We can discuss the Malaysia flight. We can discuss Agenda 21. We can discuss, oh goodness, martial law, the tyrannical government, and all this and all that all day long. Why the fishes and birds and polar bears dying or whatever. We can do this all day long and never come to any conclusion. You've had an hour of broadcasting. Well, okay, see y'all tomorrow. And nothing's done. Nobody's got anything more than the flame that you flew into. Where's the solutions? You got to know the whole story, the whole five-paragraph order. You got to know the whole thing before you can make a decision. If you attack an enemy and you don't do a proper assessment of the enemy's capabilities, their motivation, their capabilities, their locations, their equipment, their all this called a five-paragraph order. If you don't do that research, an intelligence estimate of your enemy, and you go into a battle and they've got guns and you've got nothing but slingshots, you should have known that before you jumped in the battle. You're going to lose. Now, of course, if you have God on your side, and this is very significant, actually, and if you're a bunch of atheists out there, some of you are agnostic or you got a semi-belief in God, well, I don't know what to tell you, man. You got to get closer to God because this is a supernatural world you live in. And there's no getting off this ship. You ain't going to do it. Nobody's ever done it in the history of mankind. Although they tell you will in the New Age movement that you're going to ascend to be a God. Yeah, that's what they tell you. It's not going to happen. How many gods have you seen so far that's come back from the dead? Anybody know one since the past 5,000 years? Except maybe Jesus Christ? Got you, didn't I? Where's Buddha? Muhammad? Where are they? Where's Houdini? How about us Crowley? Where are they? Where's the Pope? Well, right now he's dead, right? They're watching him, I think, on a camera or something, whatever. Sporting around carrying blood of this Pope or that Pope or whatever. I don't know what. Goodness gracious alive, family, what are we doing as human beings? What supernatural do they believe in? We make up our rules, we go along. In poker, you get shot for that back in the Wild West. Seems here we think we're going to get away with it as mankind makes up its own rules and everybody becomes a god. So what human has become a god so far? Oh, that's right, the Ascended Masters. You know, and I'm going to end stop here and dedicate the broadcast before I get started. You know how I do. There was a theologian of sort by the name of Swedenborg in the 18th century. Swedenborg came up with universalism. There's that darnism again. No better than rheumatism. If it's an ism, it's going to be wrong. It don't matter what's in front of the ism. Whatever the ism is, whatever's before the ism is wrong. It's very, very simple. No exception. So he was a universalist. Oh, I forgot about the ist, too. IST. Universalism and ist and adjectives and adverbs and whatever. Swedenborg is known, and look it up now as I speak. Just look it up. while I go along. Remember, I told y'all, just not believe anything I say. Start off not believing me. And then challenge everything I say. Challenge everything. Everything. And you need to find out for yourself. And if I am wrong in something, please tell me. I don't mind saying, oops, I made a mistake. Sorry about that. And I'll come on the air and I'll change it. And I'll give you the correct answer. And then I will show you where to find it. And then you go do your own research. I don't have that pride and ego that I got to say, well, I make an excuse for my mistake. If I made one, I made one. Admit it. Move on. And fix it. You learn something. How can that be bad? So Swedenborg is known, S-W-E-N-D-S, I shouldn't even have started, S-W-E-N-D-E-N-B-O-R-G, give or take a vowel here and there, Swedenborg, the man who spoke with angels. Now, he wasn't a Christian. He's a universalist or something. That you don't, there's no such thing as hell, and you can work your way out of hell if you go there. All kinds of stuff. Just make it up as you go along. But nevertheless, he's the man who spoke with angels. Swedenborg. And Swedenborg is all over the studies. Very interesting read about Swedenborg. Not the man who spoke with aliens, not the man who spoke with demons, necessarily. The man who spoke with angels. And what angels would that be? Well, that wouldn't be angels from God, that's for sure. So, if he's known as the man who spoke with angels, he's not the only one. Helena Blavatsky was another one. Ellen G. White was another one. Oh, yeah. SDA, she spoke with these tall men from Jupiter. I don't think she's on drugs. Well, she was on. She is dealing with the demonic realm of the fallen angels. It's in a basic basic criteria for their belief, is Ellen G. White. And she spoke with men from Saturn or Jupiter or whatever. Doesn't make any difference. Swedenborg and Staphylococcus article on Swedenborg, quoting miscellaneous theological works by F. Swedenborg on the First Spiritual Temple website. Swedenborg said of these fallen angels, that be the Great White Brotherhood, that be the sons of God of the Old Testament, that would be the hierarchy, the ascended masters, they're all the same. They've not ascended anywhere. They're descended fallen angels is what they really are. Let's call it for what it really is. Your white hats are following these in your Pentagon. Do you understand what I'm saying? How deep this is, how close, up close and personal this really is? Your Pentagon follows them. They think they're aliens. Grown men with four stars actually think they're talking to aliens. And they actually go to church. You can't mix the two. Anyway, Swedenborg said, and I quote Swedenborg, spirits narrate things, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, holy. Not holy, holy, but holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. Completely false and lie. When spirits begin to speak to man, care should be taken not to believe them. For most everything they say is made up by them, and they lie. And if man listens and believes, they insist, and in various ways deceive and seduce. Unquote. Swedenborg. So four-star generals in the Pentagon, Swedenborg is smarter than you. Yeah. That's a fact. See, in between, in the 18th century, they were considered angels. Now they're considered aliens and ascended masters and whatever. They just changed their name, but they're the same entities. That's what you're dealing with today. That's what leads the Illuminati. That's what leads the Roman Catholic Church. That's what leads religion, philosophy, the arts, finance, education, politics, everything. One fallen angel for each of the seven areas that I've talked about before. with six fallen angels underneath them in a military-type organization. 49 fallen angels control the world in seven areas as allowed by God until he returns. That's what you're dealing with today. It's not a tyrannical government. The government's been tyrannical since the day we started. We just didn't know it in 1782, 83. They never told us that we were tyrannical ever since. Jesuits kept y'all in the dark. Corrupted history. Worthless, absolutely worthless history books. Same goes for Europe, too, though, by the way. They don't get all scot-free. So they are focusing on the United States. And what they're doing, yeah. Mean old United States, Satan and all this and all that. What they're not getting is the European countries are focused on us being a bad guy while they're being rotted from the inside by their own queen, kings, princes, and their own Royal Institute of National Affairs and Chatham House is going to take them out. What they don't realize was in back in the 1940s, even Churchill was a traitor and a murderer. Is he responsible for Lusitania? Absolutely. By design. Just like FDR was for Pearl Harbor. They were cousins too, by the way. Knights of Malta, Churchill was. He had worked out with Hitler in the fifth phase of the World War II to give up France and Britain to Hitler. Because Churchill and Hitler were second cousins, as was Queen Elizabeth II and Stalin. We're all second cousins of Rothschild. Rothschilds are German, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R. Y'all getting the point here? How Satan operates? And you can trace this family bloodline called the Blue Bloodline all the way back to the pharaohs of ancient Egypt with King John and Charles Mane in between. They believing that they're the offspring, the descendants of Jesus and Mary. But they're not. If they believe that they are the offspring of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, then what they are the offspring of Sananda Emmanuel, Raziel, a fallen angel that looks exactly like the Jesus we think is Jesus in the pictures and photographs and paintings. It's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then they're the offspring of an hybrid of a fallen angel. Let's get started. I've only gotten wound up. Lord, we thank you today for bringing us together once again this broadcast. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have in this network. Lord, we give thanks to you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible. That's your holy word that's given to us that we can read and study and worship. And, Father, that gives us insight into who you are. And, Lord, to give us direction in our lives. And, Father, that gives us what's going to happen in the future. Father, we thank you for this. Lord, we do call upon you today to bless us, Lord, to lead us in this network and this broadcast today. And, Father, we do raise up to you our family members that are lost. Father, to also to bring them back, Lord, that you touch their hearts. And Lord, to keep us strong. Cover us with the blood of Jesus for protection until such time, Lord, you bring us home. Father, we lift up to you the healing of our family members physically and mentally and spiritually, that, Lord, they'll come to the truth. And Lord, to keep us humble, keep us subservient, convict us when we fall away. Lord, we do raise up thanks to you for answering the prayers of those two Amish girls being found. Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, we call for more to be found, to discovered, that, Father, they'll be released and found in one way or another, that you're there to protect, Lord, and we appreciate that. And Lord, we know also, we're thankful for it. And Father, you ask us to cover us in the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will give us that insight to what's coming in these end times events that we see them unfold. Father, we call upon you to open up the eyes and the ears and the spirits of those, Father, to give discernment and wisdom to those that's preaching the truth, to bring those watchmen out, and Father, they can sound the alarm as they're told to do. And Father, as you inspire them, to give them the opportunity to tell the truth and to bring it out. Father, to have an awakening in this world, an awakening in the United States, to wake us up to what the truth is and put us in the right direction. Father, we pray for our veterans. Lord, there'll be an awakening in the VA, an awakening among those that know about this conspiracy against our military personnel. That, Lord, we know that these suicides, that these psychotropic drugs, that these microchips they have in them, that, Father, this is causing these suicides and it's not being covered. Lord, we need help. We need whistleblowers to come out, Lord, to give them protection and to give them opportunity to tell the truth about how these suicides are being conducted. Lord, we need protection from those warring angels to tear down the protection of the Wicca, of the Satanists, and all the like. To expose them to the world, who they really are at every level of government, every level of the military, every level of the business administration. And Father, in our government especially, to expose Satan for how he operates in the world governments. And Father, we pray for more opportunity in these broadcasts as we come close to that time that, Father, we'll be facing those tribulations when they finally start. And Father, we pray for the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. These things we pray, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, there was a Marine sniper. Scout sniper. Retired Corporal Robert Richards was 28 years old and was found dead inside his home in Jacksonville, North Carolina. They got another sniper. He was the one of the group that, after they'd found these Taliban or terrorists over there, that they had figured one or two of them had been responsible for the death of some of their comrades. I was a former U.S. Marine. I was never in combat. I was in between the wars, between 75 and 1987. I missed Vietnam by 2 months, and I missed Iraq by about 3 years. I was in between the whole thing. I served as a captain, an officer, so I have been in all facets of the Marine Corps, recruiting and recruit training down in Parris Island. I was a company commander down there, and I was in the fleet on two or three cruises, and platoon commander, company commander, and all kinds of things, whatever. So I have the experience. I've been overseas and anti-terrorism roles, contracting for the government, State Department, DOD, the Congo, Riyadh, Kosovo, Kuwait. I hit all the places I could. So I have this experience. That's the only reason I'm telling you this. I never knew how the government was organized back then. I was a patriot, you know. And I still love my country because I live here. But, like I said about 20 minutes ago, you got to face the truth. You have to look at what's really going on. It's not that I'm anti-government or anti-Mason or anti-whatever. I am going to tell the truth, even if it involves me. If I've done something bad, I'm going to bring it up on the air. I don't care. Because I believe in the total truth and nothing but. I didn't used to feel this way. But as I become born again, and I fell away several times, admittedly. But God works on you. Sometimes he'll step back and let you fall as low as you can go. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. And he says, oh, really? We'll see about that. Everything I've ever said in my life, I never do. He's made sure I did it to show me who's in control. He's brought me down the lowest I've ever been. Then he brought me up higher. Then he brought me back low again. He's a loving father. But he will discipline you, let me tell you. I've been telling you all that our military is controlled by secret societies. Secret societies are controlled, whether they know it or not, doesn't matter, by the Illuminati. Italian, Roman, German, synagogue of Satan, Jews that claim to be Jews but are not Jews. Those who claim to be Jews but are not Jews. German, Irish, Scottish, name it, of the Illuminati, royal blue bloodlines. The last bastion is even Bill Cooper had told us long before they assassinated Bill Cooper, told us that America would be the last bastion. Well, yes, because it was planned that way. Since the 10th century, that's correct. Actively pursued in 14th century, 15th century, 1492 began the active invasion of Europeans in the North American continent to bring everybody together for the new Atlantis, for the new Jerusalem to be in America, later to become America. That's always been the goal of the secret societies. To get there, you create chaos, wars. To collect souls, to have wars, you have to create the enemies. That's what's been like ever since the 16th century until, the 15th of August, 2014, bar none. No exception whatsoever. Okay, so you've got an idea of what I'm talking about here. These are the facts. These are not speculation. It's not theory. These are facts. Now, to take down America, to make us the North American Union, and if you study Nancy Schaefer, a senator, she was one woman that was going after whatever she went after. She's going to make something happen. Like Bonnier Bhutto. Good people. Like JFK, Martin Luther King. Even Malcolm X and Bobby Kennedy. Good people. Now, I didn't agree with Malcolm X's politics, but he was against the Illuminati. He was against even the Boulay Society. He was for his people. I wasn't for the same theology or the same political agenda, but I respected his honesty and his change when he came back from Saudi Arabia, when he realized what Islam was really all about. Not that I agree with Islam at all. I mean, I wouldn't even agree with Christianity, because Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. It's impossible. Impossible. And the King James Bible, it's not about Christianity. Jesus Christ and his word, the King James Bible, stands apart from Christianity. You got 300 plus Christianity sects, S-A-C-T-S, in Christianity. So which one is the right one? Everyone's got a certain theology, a certain belief system within the Christianity that's not even in the Bible. So when you say Christianity, which one are you talking about now? So it's not about religion. It's about Jesus Christ, who's real, who's coming back. And the King James Bible, the sole true word of God that you will not find anywhere in any library in this entire earth. Literally, you will not. And I mean that literally. They haven't in 400 years. And the only time they will be when the falling away happens. That's what the falling away is all about. Anyway, back to the I was talking about. To take down America, they've studied this since 1945 and actively attacked America using the social engineers and Tavistock, think tanks, Illuminati, to divide America up in all kinds of different directions and paths, to make us soft, to develop into the North American Union. Senator Schaefer was going after the North American Union and to stop it, to include Child Protective Service, the corrupt bunch of criminals in Child Protective Service, but also, by our own words, to take down and stop the North American Union. Okay, now, that being said, I left a lot out because it just goes and goes. To do that, you got to eliminate the strongest military force in the world. They knew after 1945 they had a monster to deal with, and that'd be the U.S. military. That's patriotic, sovereign, tough, have principles. So what do? You destroy the family. They've always planned that since 1945. That's where feminism comes in. Humanism, changing education, changing all that. Homosexuals in the military. I mean, they went after it. Every direction. And the Joint Chief of Staff and the highest level of the secret societies in your government were a part of this planning to take us down from the very beginning. That's why they wouldn't let them win in Korea. That's why they wouldn't let them win in Vietnam. That's the sole purpose, was to develop it, destroy America, but develop their plans by going after the U.S. military servicemen. Make it look like we're fighting for freedom. We never did. That's a fact. It makes me a little mad here, but this is confirmed by quotes, dates, names, history that you have to dig up, that I've dug up, and other people have too. I'm not the only one. Where do you think I got my knowledge from? And I learn something every single day. It never stops. Okay, now we're getting down to the point I'm going to make. There are certain things, certain truths they must keep hidden, although they believe they have it in a bag. They don't want to start a firestorm of the U.S. military going against the Joint Chief of Staff. They want to take us down by taking our leaders out, by taking the good people out. Family, your Joint Chief of Staff, the highest level of former military, work with the Illuminati because they're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons, or they're in some organizational group. That's the enemy. And they don't realize it, but they're also the enemy of themselves. They don't realize that they're going to be executed by the Great White Brotherhood once they have total control. They're going to kill them, too. They will not let them become the leaders of the new world. It ain't going to happen. It's documented. They don't know that yet, and they probably, if they hear this broadcast, they wouldn't believe me anyway. But they are going to die because the Great White Brotherhood will see to it, because they have a different human being that they're bringing into existence, and they don't include the ones in Joint Chief of Staff. So everybody's got a carrot that they're going to pick up to think they're going to fulfill this North American Union and New World Order. Okay. So Kyle, one of the greatest snipers that America has, is a SEAL. Kyle, back a couple years ago, and a friend of his were on a firing range teaching a young Marine how to fire on the range. So there's some kind of camaraderie going on there, you see. And there's other police officers, whatever, on the range. And so this Marine just often turns around and shoots both Kyle, the sniper that's helping him, and SEAL sniper. He just kills him right there, and the buddy is with. And then he leaves the range, jumps in his car, and leaves. With guns all over the place, nobody touched him. Kyle was the one that wrote the book where he knocked out Ventura, the actor. Bad actor, but like actor like Swanson Nazi in California. They're like Reagan. And wasn't he a president or something? Or tried to be? Yeah. He's also a Freemason. He's also Knights of Malta. He's also a cousin of Nixon, another one that tried to do a military coup 1972-74. I proved yesterday. Y'all get my point here? The connections? So they got rid of Kyle, and he was not able to attend that court lawsuit that Ventura had sued him for lying in his book, he said, that he knocked out Ventura, which I believe totally. I definitely see it could be possible. He's a SEAL, you know. Was a SEAL. Well, he wasn't able to attend that lawsuit. He wasn't able to give any testimony because he was murdered. Huh. And Ventura won the lawsuit. The Freemason Ventura? Yeah, that stupid show he had. Scripted out conspiracy theory or something or another. Whatever you call it. True conspiracy something. It doesn't make any difference. It's all a bunch of baloney. Most ridiculous show I've ever seen in my life. All acted out and scripted by an actor. Total nonsense. They tell you 80% truth and deviate the other 20%. It's cowardly. That's how they do it when they take a blood oath in the secret societies. To keep secrets away from people. Well, in any case, Kyle was assassinated. His friend was too. And they couldn't afford, when they have the martial law, they couldn't have someone like Kyle, who's not going to do the wrong thing, running loose. Cowards like that are afraid of people like Kyle, who have principle, who's a dadgum good shot since Hancock. So they got another one, Marine Corps scout sniper who battled his senior leadership in a public legal battle, was found dead in his home Wednesday night. Retired corporal, medically of course, was 28 years old, was found dead inside his home in Jacksonville, North Carolina. He was enduring a long public legal battle with the service senior leadership. Notice I said senior leadership. Was found dead Wednesday night, according to an attorney. An autopsy is being conducted to determine the cause of death, and it'll be, but they're ruling out a self-inflicted suicide. He's a talented scout sniper with many tours of Afghanistan. They murdered Pat Tillman. He was coming back to express his animosity toward Bush and the war in Iraq. No telling what else he saw. So he was assassinated by the government over there in that war. Pat Tillman. Well, they got him another one here with Richards. He, on the tour, one tour, Richards and three Marines filmed a video of themselves urinating on the dead bodies of Taliban members who killed and desecrated, dismembered other Marines. The video was leaked in 2012 and went viral and causing international fallout there. Prosecution went stale with allegations that the U.S. Marine Corps Commandant General Amos and his legal advisors manipulated the justice process in order to guarantee the Marines were punished severely. Now, I'm not judging their actions because you have to be in combat to be able to even begin to judge their actions. You don't know what it feels like to preempt to post-traumatic stress and having your buddies murdered, dismembered, and in an environment where you're taught to kill. You put your feelings away. You label them a raghead or some other name that dehumanizes the enemy, and then you kill the enemy. So we can't judge whether they urinated on it. That's not part of it. It's the fact that they were targeted. That's what I'm focused on. They didn't want this going to court. They didn't want any books written. They didn't want who knows what reason Family, you got 26 suicides per day. 26 suicides per 24 hours of veterans. Now, if you think that's only because of post-traumatic stress, you got another thing coming. It's being orchestrated. So finally, my point, the attack on the U.S. military is going full swing. To reduce our effectiveness to respond to an intrusion of Russian, Chinese, and U.N. forces that's going to take over the country in martial law. The government's part of this takedown because they are members of the secret societies, the New World Order. Our own government, our own military, our own business sector. Because their allegiance is not to America. Their allegiances are to the secret societies. The secret societies are allegiance to the Illuminati for a world government. When did this all start? How about Nimrod, Alexander, Adolf Hitler? Shall I go on? It's what it's all about. And how come they haven't achieved it yet? Well, have you ever heard of God? You ever heard of it's not his time yet? So how are they going to make it his time? Simple. They cause his people to fall away because they can't stay straight. Because they don't know the word of God. Because they let their lust and desires and whatever get ahead and they fall away from love of the Father. They're about making way for Satan to have his way. It worked in the Garden of Eden. It worked before the flood. Because we fall away. We turn away from God. It's worked at Sodom and Gomorrah. And this is why they have same-sex marriage in 19 states plus. This is why they're trying to get abortion legalized, marijuana legalized, child euthanasia, children under the age of 18 that's disabled. It'll be more different categories. To be able to euthanize themselves, die with dignity, they call it. Die with dignity. Suicide. That's what it is, suicide. You agreeing to die because you can't live any longer. Where's trusting God? Where's the prayers for the family? Where's the ones that want to help them? Well, we'll help our child. Well, you won't be able to. You'll be against the law. They're not telling you that, you see. International rights of the child. When America this time signs it, they weeded out the ones that wouldn't sign it in 1989. When they sign it this time, it takes the rights of your children away from you. And you cannot stop them. You try to stop them, they will arrest you and put you in prison. So your child will have the ability to kill themselves and you can't stop it. So then they fill them full of psychotropic drugs. Where's the judgment there? They don't have any. It's part of a depopulation plan in SSM 200, Global 2000 by Jimmy Peanut Farmer Carter. Kissinger, Haig, he's dead now, but evil to the core. Alexander Haig, working with Kissinger in SSM 200. Depopulation plan, 1973. Furthered with Global 2000. Depopulation plan by Jimmy Punnett Farmer Carter, another pagan, absolutely is. Oh, I'm sorry, did I tell you? I should have told you, I'm not really politically correct. I never have been. I don't have time to be politically correct. The answer lies exactly in 2 Chronicles 7:14. I've said it over and over many times. I'm going to say it again. God tells us, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now, that's the answer. That's the only answer you're going to get. That's the only solution. And like, God will let you go down when you turn away from Him. He will do the same thing for the country when they change the laws. And the Illuminati knows that. They can't manipulate God, of course. But because we have free will, it can manipulate us, just like they did Eve. Somebody else warned us about this a long time ago, and we didn't listen. He warned us.
Don't let anybody make you think that God chose America as His divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, "You are too arrogant. If you don't change your ways, I will rise up and break the backbone of your power, and I'll place it in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know my name. Be still and know that I'm God." The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home. Though the civil rights leaders, for various reasons, refuse or can't take a stand or have to go along with the administration, that's their business. But I'm afraid that I know that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
We were warned. And we warned again. Can't get more complete than this one either.
President John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Martin Luther King, John Lennon, Princess Diana, Benazir Bhutto of Pakistan, Tupac, Dr. David Kelly, Bill Cooper, William Cooper, Barry Jennings, Larry McDonald.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news. For it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Now, keep in mind, the news, the media, is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations since 1921, perfectly, with the exception of the 1950s, the Chicago Tribune got a little bit renegade on them. They had to put them back in line about the 1960s. Some good articles came out in 1950 about Korea and how we were supposed to lose it, how they set up our loss in Korea by design through the State Department. They reported it. MacArthur did too, by the way, in his memoirs. That's a fact. 1921, our entire media exchange has been controlled. Perfectly. With some exception. But it's all controlled. TV, everything. Well, before 1921? Well, 1915, J.P. Morgan bought out 25 major newspapers, according to congressional records, and assigned the editor to each one to control the media in the United States since 1915 to 1921, then passed the baton on to Rockefellers, who formed the Council of Foreign Relations, to continue on as technology developed, the edge communication systems, entertainment, etc., then they encompassed that into the Council of Foreign Relations to control and manipulate the mind, the population, to then stir up the patriotic fervor to prepare for their planned World War II. For their planned World War II, as they planned before that in World War I. I explained this yesterday. Every president a part of this treacherous agenda because they're members of the secret societies. So by 1945, once they had got us used out and used up, they knew that 1945 would begin the takedown of America. That's when it started. And to catch up, for those that might be just the first time listening, I find that a phrase or a quote gives you a good start as to how they planned on doing it, beginning in 1945, when we brought the Nazis over, 10,000 Nazis of every discipline, subject matter, propagandists, socialists, socialism, engineers, and von Braun and technology, rockets, everything. We just brought the Nazis over here where the Nuremberg, I can't say that on air, the Nuremberg lie was just getting the little shoeshine boys put in prison. A big lie and a big farce. Just like every commission they've had. That's a fact, too. We brought Hitler over here in 1945-46. We brought Hitler over here in 1945-46. I want you to hear it, make sure you knew I didn't make a mistake when I said it. Plus 9,999 other Nazis. To continue it over here. A quote that summarizes the attack on America beginning in 1945 by the secret societies, the Jesuits, and the Illuminati. Brought Chisholm, that boy gets around, let me tell you. I found quotes about him everywhere. Brought Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, expresses the typical globalist view when he stated, and this is a summary of what they're doing right now, the beginning of it. He was a director of United Nations World Health Organization between 1948 to 1953. A lot of things happened after 1945. The Nazis formed up the CIA and United Nations. Mm-hmm. They formed up Israel with the fake Jews that's in leadership now today. Star of David is a cult symbol. Menorah is a real symbol for the Hebrew Jews. Roswell is all laid out, man, in 1948-45. And they were busy beavers. Bilderberg Group was formed up in the early 50s. Man, they were marching. The quote that summarizes, and I'm heading to the subject of today, finally. Their takedown is very simple. Quote, Brock Chisholm, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. And do it by slow degree. The first target was the baby boomers that were born in 1950s. They knew that they would carry the lessons learned from age 5 on from those who were taught sovereignty, taught patriotism, taught religious dogmas and so forth before 1945. Now to start weeding out the teaching and change it over, we got to kill them. 1952 to 53, CDC confirms. They put cancer cells in the polio vaccines of 30 million Americans. In fact, I have it documented. that they used the aluminum pots and pans, looking for a generation ahead of getting aluminum into the system. Aluminum, family, aluminum, especially aluminum oxide, causes dementia and Alzheimer's. That's the cause of it. The baby boomers were targeted because they would receive the lessons learned that was taught before 1945, so let's kill them off. Then Vietnam was designed to reduce national sovereignty, to target the American servicemen, the children of the baby boomers, or the baby boomers, in 1960s and 70s by the Agent Orange. That was therefore to cause cancer by design. It wasn't for defoliage, as a lie. An industrial globalist in America provided Russia with the specifications for a glycerol factory in 1966 to make sure that VC had enough glycerol to make their booby traps. 58,000 Americans died. Half of that was because of booby traps. The Gulf War Syndrome is a derivative of the laboratory-made Ebola and HIV in Fort Detrick, Maryland. That's where Gulf War Syndrome came from, made in the laboratory. Y'all getting it here now? HIV was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland, late 70s. There's a mixture of some kind. I'm not going to go into details about it, but about HIV, Ebola, and Gulf War Syndrome, immune deficiency disease, was created in the laboratory like cancer was, a created disease, a virus. Created in the laboratory. And they go out here and say it's God brought it here. No, God didn't. God didn't do it. Everybody keeps blaming God. Ain't God doing it? You're Pat Robinson, who's a 33rd degree Mason. Yeah, God brought us. No, he didn't. Pat Robinson's a liar because he's a Freemason. He's a 33rd degree. All of TBN, all of 700 Club would not be there if they weren't Freemasons or Eastern Stars. Female version of Freemasonry. They take a blood oath to lie to God and to you and their families. There's a problem there. So takedown of America began in that period of time. This don't happen over time. They want you to accept the New World Order. It has to be voluntary. To take the mark of the beast voluntarily. That's what it's all about. Free will. Satan didn't take Eve and tie her up and then cut the apple in little pieces with his fingernails and then feed it to her. He had to get her to do it voluntarily. That's very significant. It must be voluntary. It's called, what's those two words? Oh, yeah. Free will. That's what all this is about. So now I'm going to tell you, and that's what actually what I do in all my broadcasts, I try to, is show you exactly how they do it. Now, before I do that, I'm going to cover real quick, very quick, actually, before I forget it, some headlines. You had another movement. The Flying Spaghetti Monster Church claims religious freedom allows pasta strainers in driver's license photo. This is not a Globe article. You've got some new religious group called Flying Spaghetti Monsters. And they wear these stupid-looking pasta strainers on their head while they play instruments walking down the main street of town. Now they want to put it in driver's license. You know what Flying Spaghetti Monster is? It's their version, an atheist version of who God is. God won't be mocked. These people have fun with this. They have no idea about judgment coming down upon them. Yeah, another article came out, The Ultimate Outrage of Ferguson, Missouri, invaded by Israeli IDF. all of a sudden, it's a problem, right? That the several of the police officers that are in Ferguson, Missouri, are going to be or have been trained by the Israeli IDF, the ADL, in Israel to learn how to deal with terrorists and all this. Well, why? They're teaching them police officers here, right? So this is recent. Well, what they're not telling you is they've been doing it for over 3 to 5 years, if not more, throughout the United States. And all of a sudden, it's a problem? What is this? ADL, which is a Jesuit-ran organization under the Committee of the 300, Illuminati, have been training your police officers nationwide since at least 2011, if not before. And now all of a sudden it's a problem? What's the deal? You think they're trying to instigate something with us again? Now they're bringing it up? Why come somebody didn't bring it up before? Anti-Defamation League, which is a bunch of commies anyway, is now funding anti-terrorist efforts as apartheid Israel human rights violations stack up in Tel Aviv. Okay, well, here's the problem. The ADL stated that the U.S. police were brought across to learn how the Israeli police, intelligence, and security forces prevent terror attacks. These people are murderers, man. And they're training our cops nationwide and federals, too. I got a list of their training in Utah. In the Missouri Ozarks. Family going back 2011. 2007. 2008. I got a list of just Idaho, Wyoming, Arizona. police at Camp Cod, Missouri, U.S. Immigration and Customs Service, San Diego, two of them in San Diego, Washington, D.C., Utah again, Missouri Ozarks, they like those, I guess, FBI, of course, Illinois, 2007 is when it started, 2007, Pennsylvania, state troopers, Michigan, I'm getting tired just reading it, New York, Dallas, Texas. All of a sudden, that's a problem? What's the deal? Think now they're trying to instigate again? You know, yesterday, I showed you all, I played it out, we live in a tyrannical government, right? We got to have the poorest, most inefficient tyrannical government ever was. Because Rick Joyner, I'm not going to play it today because you can listen to it, I did yesterday, calls for a military takeover of the U.S. government, a military coup, and suspend the Constitution. Rick Joyner of Morningstar Lucifer Ministries down here in Charlotte. Morningstar is Lucifer. Bright Morningstar is Jesus. Morningstar is Lucifer, by the way. Hint, hint. And he works with General Boykin, another Knights of Malta. Joyner, Knights of Malta. To save time, won't you look up the Knights of Malta oath? And look at the oath they took. Now, a military takeover of the U.S. government. Yeah, we should because we have a Muslim government and it's tyrannical. Yeah, tyrannical. Nobody's ever arrested Rick Joyner. What's happened? Nobody brought General Boykin back in the military so they could court-martial him for operating with this military takeover of the U.S. government. What happened there? Just he said it on the air, on the radio. I'm on TV. You can listen to him. I can play it. This is mind-boggling. Not a word. Not a word was heard. Not even a mouse. I mean, that's nobody said a word about it. Am I the only one talking about this? You know, what's the deal here? Does he have special privileges that he can call for military to take over the U.S. government publicly? And everybody else gets either assassinated or killed or have a car accident or something else or arrested or whatever. And no problem for him. and he works with General Boykin. I just, my mind just boggles with that. Not a word. Not a word. Well, because they're all on the same team, that's why. All of them are. And they're going to target our good police officers. Like they're going to target the Masons. And they're going to kill as they go up of those people that help them. This situation in Missouri, they're either going to move it on and fix it, make everybody come back together and hold hands, or they may use this to instigate more racial division. They just keep us all divided, don't they? What a coincidence that is, huh? Then they have UN experts grill the United States on racial discrimination. Did you know in the Malaysia flight that the Ebola expert was killed? Kemima Bioweapons Lab created new Ebola strain. The expert was on board that Malaysia flight. Now, do you think they would take down a whole plane just to kill one person? Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they? Larry McDonald. Yeah, they took down a whole plane just to get Larry McDonald down because he was going against them in the 1980s. On TV, he exposed the Illuminati. Pat Buchanan had him on a show, and Tom Braden. And both of those rascals are Knights of Malta. Tried to grill Larry McDonald on Crossfire in the 1980s. He stuck it to him, too. Sometimes I like to watch him wiggle in their seat. Pat Buchanan, a priest in the High Luciferian Order. And Braden, Tom Braden. Maybe I ought to change my first name. These are Knights of Malta that was against Larry McDonald. It took down a whole plane to take him out. They couldn't have him exposing the Illuminati in the 1980s. Now you see what's going on? Everything I say, go ahead and check it out. Go ahead and check it out. Don't take my word for anything. You do your own checking. How are they going to do it? How have they done it? Well, to take down a family, you must take down, to take down the country, you must take down the family. That's the key. That's what Brock Chisholm said. That's what the engineers say. That's what Lenin said. That's what Lenin learned from a socialist that goes back, Adam Weishaupt, in 1776. May the 1st. That was the plan. First you need it. Then after 1945, now let's destroy it. All right. Now let's talk specifics. I'm just giving you general stuff. I haven't even talked specifics yet. You see, the roots of our American culture and communities in disarray. Do I have to tell you that? Political leaders and religious leaders and conservatives and families, especially fathers, judges, lawyers, the vast majority of Americans who believe in the ideal of a family and country. Open war has been declared on them in this country, including Freemasons that are supposed to be in the part of it. You're being attacked too. You know, you can get out of the Freemasons and renounce the blood oath and you're not obligated to God anymore. You're obligated to Satan when you took the blood oath in the Freemason Lodge. Once you renounce it, ask God to forgive you for doing it. Matthew 5, 33, 37. Ask him to forgive you from taking that oath. God will release you because there's no sin. All sin is forgivable except for unbelief. You're no longer chained down by your blood oath and asked to do illegal things by your Masonic brothers that you wished you didn't do. But you had to because the ends justify the means. That's the biggest bunch of baloney and lie ever was. Our troops over there, they've brought them over multiple tours. I know our troops are trained. I was a on Paris Island. I was a captain. I had 70 drill instructors and 1,300 recruits under my control any given time for about a couple-year period. I know that's done. But you do train them in war certain aspects of Geneva Convention that in my day you could refuse an illegal order, that you wouldn't kill unarmed civilians or rape them and such and such. But our commanders at the highest level made sure our troops did just that, encouraged it. We'll give you a 4-day pass if you kill an enemy soldier with a knife. Say what? No, you kill an enemy soldier with a knife when you run out of bullets or you're hand-to-hand. You don't offer them a reward for doing it. It's about survival. They caused, by design, our troops to do things going against their training in Iraq and Afghanistan, knowing it's going to mess their minds up, cause them to not have that sovereignty and camaraderie and so forth. They knew exactly what they were doing. They put these voices in their head by technology, ELF transmission, microwave transmission. I've got the evidence on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. I got a study, part one, part two, of how they're orchestrating the suicides by design. And the voices in the head is not post-traumatic stress. It's being caused by technology, because ELF technology, voice-to-skull technology, perfected by Walmart, even in their advertising array. They tested it in certain of their stores. Microwave transmission, you hear the advertising in your head, like you got a MP3 player stuck in your brain. It's technology, it's all it is. Oh, they perfected it since 1973. Now, the family, feminism, was the weapon they're using to destroy the family, destroy the country. Nikita Khrushchev, remember when he banged his shoe on the table and declared, "We shall destroy you from within," during the infamous kitchen debate? He knew what he was talking about, didn't he? You think that's his plan? You think he thought of that himself, or that was a plan just that period of time for the communists then that Kennedy was talking about? No. Kennedy was talking about secret societies within our own country. He knew. He was not a Freemason. He was not under any blood oath, and neither was Lincoln. They were neither one Freemasons. Nikita Khrushchev said, "We're going to destroy you from within." In the 1960s. Well, Cicero, Marcus Tillinius, in 42 B.C., 42 years before Jesus Christ was born, he said, and I quote, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not to be traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to the victims. He wears their face and their garments. He appeals to the basis that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared." Unquote. Cicero, Marcus Tillinius, 42 B.C. Oh, this is an old, old technique. Now, what are they talking about here? From within. beginning 1945, they targeted the family structure and the sovereignty and the toughness of the U.S. military fighting force. Little by little, chipping away. Don't Ask, Don't Tell, 1993 by Clinton. That was all part of it. Now You Can Come Out of the Open, Obama. They're all working together. All working together. It's all part of a grand conspiracy with councils, committees, and so forth. You know, most Americans would agree that our society has changed for the worst over the past 30 years, or 40. Since 1945. Imagine that. Tavistock, think tank of demons within one group of Tavistock, controls all your colleges. And that's where they recruit your sons and daughters. There's been progress in moving people off the welfare rolls and into work, and welfare exists, and many commentators note that it exists to promote the breakdown of the family. It goes and follows the 8 steps of Tyler, from bondage to dictatorship, from democracy to dictatorship. It's just one of many methods they bring us dependent upon the government by design. A myriad of today's social ills can be traced to the breakdown of the family, undermining of marriage. Ruth Bader Ginsburg helped with that one in reports that she submitted and projects for that very purpose, undermine marriage. Everything going on today is for that purpose, destroy the family unit under controlled conditions. In 1926, there was an Italian communist named Antonio Gramsci. He ended up in Mussolini's prison after a return from Russia, this guy. And while he was there, he wrote his prison notebooks. What they did was they laid out a plan for destroying the Western faith and culture. His plans included ways to undermine and discourage Westerners through an intentional collapse of the existing social structure from within. So Gramsci advocated that Marxist class warfare would exist, which was economically focused pretty much, but they focused on the social and cultural warfare at the same time. And it would evolve as each decade would progress. They would test it with studies and surveys and instigate false flags and so forth to see how people would react. His theories went around hegemony and counter-hegemony, dialectic, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Present the problem, you have the solution, which they control both, and you've got a reaction. You can control that reaction, and that becomes your next thesis, and you have another antithesis that you control to keep the country, the people, under control. That's how it's always been. And hegemony is defined by Gramsci as the widely accepted system of values and morals, ethics, and social structure. That which keeps society together. Creates a cohesive people. So they study it in order to destroy it. It includes the authority, which Romans 13, we're under the authority of the government. Until they cause us to sin against God, then you're no longer obligated when they cause the sin against God. Morality, sexual restraint, monogamous marriage, personal responsibility, patriotism, national sovereignty, national unity, community tradition, heredity, education, conservatism, language, Christianity, law and truth, it just goes and goes. They dissected this sucker, man. Dissected it. It goes back to Adam Weishaupt. The protocols of the learned elders of Zion, prepared for the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, 1782, carried on through till today by the secret societies. This is what's really going on. His theory involved calling for media communications to slowly co-opt the people with a counter-hegemony propaganda message. Quote, hegemony operates culturally and ideologically through the institutions of civil society, which characterizes mature liberal democratic capitalist societies. The institutions include the education, the family, the church, mass media, popular culture, and this is all controlled through the Council of Foreign Relations, controlled by the Royal Institute of National Affairs in London, and Tavistock, to change cultures at their whim. They're controlled by the Illuminati. Illuminati is controlled by Satan on the supernatural level. Now you got it. It's not about the Jews. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It's a Knights Templar. Irish that control the money for the Knights of Malta. English, Scottish, Irish, you just name it. Jews are there too. The fake ones. Those who are not Jews but claim to be Jews. This includes the whole pot. In Mulligan stew, you just don't pull out the potatoes. You eat the whole stew. When they pull out just potatoes, you have controlled opposition. Operation Mockingbird, where they put people as quasi-pseudo-truth-tellers on your side, but they leave out certain key points. I'm here to reveal the truth, expose the truth, blah, 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 blah. But they leave out key points, like the Knights of Malta, you know, or the Jesuits, or the Zionists, which are a mixed bag of whatever you want to call them, of Satanists. They look at a systematic attack of the institutions I've just named, a slow march through the culture over a period of decades, testing each decade. Gramsci, am I pronouncing that right, as if someone can answer me? Gramsci theorized that once these particular institutions were sufficiently damaged, the people would insist on an end to the madness, allowing totalitarian control of the Western world, which defines what the dialectic is. They provide you the problem, they have the solution, and they cause you to react to it. A lot of these ideas have been implemented in the government, education, and law. They're told to keep this from you because of it would ruin their jobs if you knew the whole story. And the lawyers and judges and all that. So we get down to feminism was just used immensely as a weapon. You know, Gramsci, G-R-A-M-S-C-I, he hated marriage and the family. And that's very the basic building blocks of a civilized society, filling the role properly as God intended. And to him, it was reversed. Marriage was a plot, a conspiracy. And this was to perpetuate an evil system that would oppress women and children. He looked at it differently. He says it was a dangerous institution characterized by violence and exploitation, the forerunner of fascism and tyranny. He saw it differently. Amazing how Satan works, isn't it? Petrarchy served as a main target of the cultural Marxist, and they strove, listen, to feminize the family with legions of single and homosexual mothers and fathers that would serve to weaken the structure of civilized society. Unquote. They put it in full swing in 1945, right up till today. Right now we have 19 states that have lifted the ban on homosexual marriage. Another cultural Marxist, George Lukacs, whatever, he brought the Gramscian strategy to the schools. first task was to put radical sex education in the schools. Oh, I got quotes at the yin-yang on that one. It's the best way to destroy traditional sexual morality and to weaken the family. You see, Hungarian children learned free love, sexual intercourse, and the archaic nature of middle-class family codes, an obsolete nature of monogamy, the irrelevance of organized religion, which deprived men of pleasure. Children were urged to deride and ignore parental authority and precepts of traditional morality. Does that sound a little familiar? It's what's called humanism. It's what it's called. It's not Islam. Islam has radical Islamists there to destroy Islam. Like Zionists, Zionism destroy Jews. And like in America, the charismatic to destroy proselytism. The charismatic movement was created by the Illuminati, by the way. 1930, Charles Francis Potter, he said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. 1930. Actually started in 1908. Well, 59 years later, to show you continuity, Roger Kimball said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. And radical menu, he's inferring Marxism and humanist. I got quotes from Herbert London and Georgia Ann Geyer and Bertrand Russell and Dr. Chester Pierce. It just goes and goes and goes. Evidence at the yin-yang. You can deny it, but you won't prove it wrong. Because they said it. And they're doing it. And we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs or playing some stupid game of golf or watching cars go around the racetrack 500 times. The 500th time looks the same as the first time. The first task was to put radical sex education in the schools. He did that in Hungary. They tested that. Always tested out. Get to the kids first for the next generation. Get to those kids next generation, by cutting it down little by little. They planned 100 years in advance. The civil rights movement was planned in the 1860s, even before that, actually. Follows the 8 steps of Tyler. So under the rubric of diversity, to impose a uniformity of thought and behavior in all Americans, the Marxists, usually teachers, professors, and administrators, TV producers, newspaper editors, it's a sign there on purpose, goes back to 1915, and all the like, gatekeepers by keeping all traditional positive ideas and out of the public marketplace. Feminism was used as an atomic bomb for the Marxist revolution in America, and it's ongoing. Women were the target to take the apple. Men, too. Different reasons. Same end result. The cultural Marxists scored the bullseye of feminism. Women traded the domestic tranquility of family and the home for the power surge of the boardroom and the sweaty release of casual sex. Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, came up with a jingle called "Light Up for Freedom" to get them all galvanized. But first they had to put him in, on purpose, in bondage. That was you got to do that first, you see. You women can't smoke. You women can't, you got to wear this type of outfit. You can't vote, can't smoke. They did that on purpose, knowing 20, 30, 40 years later they're going to release it. It's all been pre-planned. That's the point. divorce court statistics, making divorce easy. Wife and child abandonment, abortion, spousal murder can be laid at the feminist doorstep in a large degree. Some of it's done by psychotropic drugs and targeting also, by the way. Today's feminists don't realize that they're setting up their own destruction. They use women to advance the destruction of women, children, and families, convincing them that they're somehow a victim of the patriarchal structure. A lot of cases they are now because the men have lost that control. Abusive, verbally, physically. The kids are taught, do your own thing. The teachers now are targeted to not respect what's taught in the schools by design. It's not any longer officer friendly. It's a tyrannical police department. You see what they're doing? This is by design, family. This is not accidental or evolution of sociological processes. This is being pushed, orchestrated, planned with objectives and milestones. And boy, it's working. In the winter of 1996, there's an issue of Marxist Journal of Dissent. One named Michael Walzer. He enumerated some cultural victories won by the left since the 1960s. Here's what they did. The visible impact of feminism to take apart the families. The effects of affirmative action. The effects of affirmative action. What in the world does that mean? What do you mean, affirmative action? Well, right quick. Ever heard of this woman? Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Ginsburg. You know the first thing comes to my mind in Ginsburg? Ginsburg? Two things come to mind. One is a knife. Sharp knife. Ginsburg knife. Second comes to mind is an Illuminati in Russia. Yeah, buddy. Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she just won't go away like Clinton. She just don't go away, this woman, like Kissinger. Anyway, based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and previous court opinions in 1977, stated the federal government should, I quote, draft women into the military and assign them to combat duty and then apply affirmative action to the armed forces to equalize the number of men and women. And the purpose of this was to never spoken, but was the purpose of it was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. That matches. They applied affirmative action, and it worked. In June of 2013, Leon Panetta followed up on it. He's a knight of Malta, by the way. Then, of course, to make it even here, in her same report, which you can achieve a copy of it, I believe, was to eliminate traditional family concept of husband as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, integrate all-male, all-female organizations, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, sororities. That was to eliminate traditional male roles. Oh, there's another part to the report. There's the action. There's the results. It happened. The emergence of gay rights politics and the attention paid to the media, the acceptance of cultural pluralism, transformation of family life, including rising divorce rate, changing sexual mores, new household arrangements, and again, the portrayal of all this in the media. And by the way, changing household arrangements? Oh, man. Miss Ruth Bader Ginsburg did the same thing again. She's still working. You know what she did? In her report, the same report that I just gave you some bits and pieces about. In that same report, she said the federal government should change the homestead law. This is 1970s. Change the homestead law to provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as the husband and wife who do live together. So in other words, split the families and marriages up. So you make sure they lose their jobs or work to the bone. So they almost have to have two households. So they can save money by getting separate domiciles. The whole purpose of it was to split the family up. It wasn't for tax purposes and all that. It was to split the family up. That was the main purpose of it. It's how Satan works. It's a supernatural. Taught to mankind. In councils, committees, Illuminati. That's exactly what happens. The abolition of capital punishment. That's part of their plan. And to eliminate the prisons. It's coming. It's going to happen. Because they're going to use the felons as your police force. It's coming. Legalizing abortion is another point they made. It's coming. Little by little. Sneaking up on you. You see. And these changes reflect the leftism or liberalism of lawyers, judges, federal bureaucrats, professors, if you want to call them that, social school teachers, social workers, journalists, television, screenwriters, a whole lot of them. Not the population at large, but focused on winning the Gramscian war of position. It's moving right along, too. But they've still not been able to achieve world government until a majority of Americans pull away, change the laws. Ooh, we got a problem then. You see, that's where you all come in. To stop these actions, to do that, you got to keep track of what's going on. You got to find out in Oregon, they're trying to pass a Child Euthanasia Act to stop that thing in its tracks. To stop the North American Union, you got to find out where it's at in your state, and you tell your congressman not. There's things you can do. The marching serves no purpose at all, unless it's organized properly. There's ways to do it, but, you know. To organize it, to make it work, there's things you can do to slow it down. But the bottom line is, these tribulations will happen eventually. Right now is extending time. Feminism has been used as a weapon. And you thought it was Islamic fundamentalism. You thought it was Muslims, didn't you? Others think it's Jews, don't they? No, it's feminism, formed by the Illuminati. That's been your enemy all along. And even to the feminist, to destroy the family. It's all been planned out. No fault divorce, the child's best interest, and other components of family law in America were imported from the worst of Soviet system, law system. A 1975 Louisville Law School review said, and I quote, "Few members of the American legal community are aware of the fact that the Soviet Union has had for some period of time what can be described as a no-fault legal divorce legal system. A meeting with a group of Soviet lawyers in 1972, one of them asked, 'Is it for a long time that you, California, have the system?' When informed of the January the 1st, 1970 effective date of the California law, she remarked, 'I think it's the influence of our law. There are a number of similarities between Soviet and California divorce laws that suggest a, quote unquote, barring or remarkable coincidence.'" Yeah, well, we know it's been carried over here in the first place, you see, by design. So, what have they achieved? Just off the top. Now they're trying to blame the women for being attacked, for being abused. They're blaming the women now. They switched it around to keep the division going. First, they're blaming the men for being abusive. Now they say, well, women, if you didn't do this, if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be abused. What are you talking about? See what it does to you? Makes you mad, don't it? Causes division, don't it? Well, that's what they're trying to do. Yeah, you know, if somebody could organize this. Oh, man. So, several ways feminism has made women think that they're all they have to do to succeed in life is show up. Makes them proud to be ugly. Makes them argumentative, uppity, difficult. Makes them dependent on global corporations for lifestyle guidance. Overvalue alpha males, causing them to be pumped and dumped by dozens of suitors. Exceedingly hard for her to have a lifetime partner equal or above her level. Makes them unfit mothers sometimes. Makes them unfit fathers too. Why? Because you're working. Don't have time to find out what they were taught in school today. Too busy. I got a 2-hour commute. Got to get going. It's caused us to move away from our families. Caused men to hate women, women to look down on men because look what you've done to us. They say, well, what do you think you are? You see what they've done all along? It hurts marriages. Women want to wait so they can keep their identities longer, and men are finding sex, easy sex, taking away a big reason for marriage. Undermines child rearing. More kids are in child care where discipline is lax, resulting in an epidemic of bad kids, childhood obesity, and bullies. Because the bullies are really abused kids at home, come out to the schools to bully everybody else. Because they're abused at home. You ever seen those horrific, absolutely horrific nannies or whatever cases? Beating a kid up and all kinds of stuff. Then the family put a camera and use it. Unbelievable. I was raised by a single mother for a number of years. I was always, matter of fact, I went to so many, when I was a kid, back in the 50s, early 60s, I was in so many, the mother had to work till she got married again. And I was like, you know, 1, 6, 7 years old, about 6 or 7. Great stepfather I had after 7, but up to that point, some of the babysitters I had, I thought they were family members. I really did. I'd call them grandmother or, is that my uncle? No, they were babysitters. As a kid, you can manipulate babysitters. You learn how to manipulate people. You have a two-income trap. Both husband and wife working is hard to live without life's luxuries, and love is measured by how much money they make, what kind of shoes you got, what kind of belt you got on, what kind of car you drive, huh? Undermines college sports. The Title IX has ended up many times male-only sports in some colleges. Now it's changed, hasn't it? Male roles mixed with female roles mixed with male roles. Masculates men. Better to use a wuss than speak up or mouth off and face charges of harassment or chauvinism. It gives them power, but then the men shouldn't be that way in the first place. And it causes, you see what they've done? It causes to be against each other. Since its inception, feminism has used lies and radicalism to get across their lies that women are oppressed. Well, women were oppressed. On purpose, that's the point. They were oppressed at the very beginning. And then they lost that. It became normal for feminism to continue on, not knowing really why. Correct. creation of single mother homes, education system, bias toward girls, and laws allowed for false rape accusations to destroy lives. And then when they were raped, they're afraid to report it because nobody would believe them. Oh, you're just trying to give it. You see what they've done? They've covered both bases. They've destroyed God's institution as he set it up. Whole idea. On both sides, male and female. It has obliterated the family as it was planned to do a long time ago. It began in 1945. The plans were laid long before 1945. Foundations of the family is a mother and a father. Relationship is in turmoil. The family will be utterly ruined. Children grow older. They will be filled with insecurity and a constant need to find validation from others that otherwise would have been fulfilled by their parent at a younger age. If a woman cannot relinquish her power in a relationship, she'll move into a mommy mode or maternal kind of instinct mode. In other words, she'll treat her husband as if she's his mother. The other downside to feminism is that it installs the idea of male guilt in the minds of men, softens their tendencies for assertiveness, dominant masculine quality in exchange for more feminine wiles, such as seeking validation or giving flowers and gifts in exchange for affection. Chasing women, feeling that certain need that women are off limits or have intrinsic high value of themselves. So, this allows men to become abusive, needy, controlling, servile, stalkerish, argumentative. Both sides. What'd God say? What'd you all do here? Where are you? Adam, what'd you do? She gave me the apple. Abe, what'd you do? The snake over there. Well, family, I know that sounds crazy, don't it? But did you know, in fact, the demonic realm, if they can't inhabit a human being, they will rather inhabit an animal, an object? Literally. It's in the Bible. If they can't be a human or inhabit a human, they'll inhabit an animal of some kind. And only certain kinds of animals. That's physics, quantum physics, biology, chemistry, alchemy. It's real. This is what's been guiding it all along. So if folks don't believe in God, don't believe in the supernatural, they're never going to come to understanding what's causing all this. It'll never happen. Not in a million years. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. Tom, I'll say what? How come you don't use cups for your coffee anymore? I don't like cups. I'm afraid of cups. Miss Gamble, if that was, mother's last name. What we have here is Tom has got a case of cupitis. He's afraid of cups. So they give it a name. Today they call it ADHD, a lie. They say, well, your kid's all kinds of excitable. So we're going to give some pills. Family, I was at the Walmart the other day, and I saw a family come through with about three young kids. Let me tell you something here. They spent like $120 in groceries, but you know what they had? Oh, they had literally 12 full-liter-sized bottles of Dr. Pepper. 12! Whoa! I thought, man, you got a party going? A gate party or something or whatever? No, it's for the family. Drinking Dr. Pepper. Like Cokes. I mean, like orange juice. Well, family, we come to it down here. We're at the end of here. Feminism, family, encompasses a lot more than equal rights, equal pay, and so forth. It goes way, way, way past that. Light years ahead. A bigger agenda. And I got another 2 hours I could talk about it. On the study I did on feminism. And it just, I didn't know this. I mean, I didn't realize it was this powerful. And I may talk about this on Monday. You know, what does the Bible say about feminism? And should a Christian be a feminist? We'll talk about that kind of thing. But you got to know the enemy to dissect it and know how to deal with it. And military and you militia guys out there. You know, we have a tyrannical government. Revolution, yeah, okay, whatever. With who? You know, Jerry Boykin and Rick Joyner, for example, calling for military takeover of the U.S. government. And they're Knights of Malta. Right there is my proof that you're infiltrated right there. You see? You got people at the highest level against you. If they're Knights of Malta talking about patriotism and taking over the government, they're talking up both sides of their mouth. Because the Knights of Malta took an oath with the enemy, the Vatican. And the secret societies, they are members of secret societies. Jerry Boykin was elected chancellor. That goes back to the days of Nazi Germany, before they had someone at higher level. Goodness gracious alive, they're talking about military takeover of the U.S. government? Whoa, whose side are they on? At the same time, they took a blood oath for the enemy side. Then they're talking, what in the world? How come people don't bring this up? Jesus Christ is the only way. There is no other way. That's what people are going to find out. That's the only way. Well, family, we're coming to the end of it here. And family, but keep in mind, they've lost this. Don't let them fool you. They're doing all this because they're afraid. They're afraid of your connection with Jesus Christ. The supernatural is going to show its face in this world. And it's slowly coming around. Repent of sins to Jesus Christ. You don't need a pope. You don't need a priest, rabbi, preacher, or evangelist. You need between you and Jesus alone. It's your soul, and he's listening. Some people that have taken a blood oath or involved in tarot and cards and Ouija boards and all these things, you need to be delivered, your house cleaned out. Sounds crazy, don't it? But these preachers are failing at their job. Not teaching you spiritual warfare. Praying on the armor of God. It is a supernatural war we're in. Mankind does not figure all these things out. It's impossible. And the continuity of this agenda, not possible. It's supernatural. So you deal with supernatural weapons. The Bible tells you what's coming. The King James Bible. And they lose, family. Whose side are you on? The one that's won already or the one that's going to lose? Right now, it looks like they're winning, but they're not at all. Because God's allowing them to shift out the wheat and the tares. Whose side are you on? You take Jesus as your Savior. Stand up for truth. Freemasons, denounce that blood oath. Get out of there. Because your high-level Masons are lying to you. This is documented, too. Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma. And no, that didn't discredit Albert Pike. He's a guru and a Freemason's even got a statue or whatever. Please, don't let him lie to you. Because remember, your brotherhood's above you. They took an oath to lie too, by the way. Uh-huh. Every degree. And you trust them? Keep in mind that we have our broadcast and our Bible studies have from 7, 8 to 9. Tonight I don't have a Bible study. I go on as a guest in another show at 9 to 1 o'clock in the morning. So Bible study is canceled this afternoon at 8 to 9, 8 to 9 tonight. I go on air to another program as a guest, I guess, from 9 to 1 tonight. I'll be a guest on the show. But anyway, 4 hours. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, plays our broadcast on his towers in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. Watchmanforjesus.com. And I have studies there, some of them. And I use it mainly for my website. My broadcast and archives. And I have some studies there as well. It doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles. It's very simple. You can go there and use it for the archives to pull them out. And if you agree with them, please send them out. If you don't, let me know. I have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. You can get in touch with me there. Y'all have a great night, weekend. And know that God's in control. He's allowing this to happen because we sinned against him. But, family, he's picking the team. And you're the one that's got to raise your hand up and say, I'm ready. The churches aren't teaching us today. You got to do it between you and the Holy Spirit. I wouldn't wait around if I were you. Y'all have a great weekend. God bless and good night. This is your Watchman, signing off.